part of this story, true story again, is how life can just bring about so many circumstances that it just breaks us. But oh, what can the beauty that can come out of brokenness if we just respond to the brokenness the right way? He can heal the broken parts. Okay, here we go. The pillows, we've talked about the sleep positions and sleep conditions. Side sleeper, sleep on the back. Maybe you experience neck pain or upper back pain. Maybe you suffer from allergies. Maybe you have obstructive sleep apnea. Okay, so here are some different types of pillows. I want you to match them up. I'm going to name a pillow type, and you tell me whether this matches one of the positions or one of the conditions that I've mentioned. It will match one of them. Let me say that. It will match one of them. You just tell me which one it matches. Okay. You sleep, again, on your side. You sleep on your back. You experience neck or upper back pain. You suffer from allergies, or maybe you have obstructive sleep apnea. Okay. You're looking for a pillow that will help the spine maintain its natural, neutral position. Some of these pillows may have an indentation in the middle of the pillow that actually cradles the head, while thicker edges fill the hollow between the base of the skull and the top of the back, taking pressure off the neck. Which one would you match that up with? Okay, you've written all your sleeping positions and sleeping conditions down. So I just described a pillow. Match it up with one of those conditions or positions. And each pillow will only be matched up with one position or one condition. All right? So you won't, just to make that a little easier too, so you won't be thinking, okay, can this go with one or two of those? Only one. All right. Here we go. Next one. Next pillow description. The feels can vary from natural choices like feathers or synthetics like rayon, foam, even latex. You want to find pillows that are hypoallergenic in order to lessen the odds of any irritation. Okay, again, the feels was actually inside the covering of the pillow. They can vary from natural choices like feathers or synthetics like rayon, foam, latex. You want to get a pillow that is hypoallergenic in order to lessen the odds of any irritation. All right, how about this? This pillow is one that will support your head, your neck, your ear, and your shoulder comfortably. Now, I know that may sound like a lot, but remember now, the ear is going to be automatically attached to your head anyway. So it's not like you're looking at four levels of your body here. But you want this particular pillow to support your head, neck, and ear, as well as your shoulder comfortably. You might also consider, if you're looking at this one, placing a pillow between your knees or your thighs to help maintain spinal alignment as you sleep. So again, a pillow that will support your head, neck, ear, and shoulder. And look for, you know, consider placing a pillow between your knees or your thighs in order to help maintain spinal alignment. All right, here we go. Here's the next one. How's this coming for you so far? It's pretty easy, huh? Okay, here we go. You want to look for specialty pillows, which are designed to help you with your condition and are designed with treatment in mind. You may also want to consider a bed wedge, which can help raise the torso to an angle to lessen this condition. All right. So I gave you some clues there, right? Yeah. So somewhat challenging, but doable. Okay, so here's your last one. You want to look for the thinnest pillow of all in order to keep your spine as straight as possible and minimize stress on the lower back. Okay, so again, this pillow would be very thin because you need a thin pillow, very thin, the thinnest of all, so that you can keep your spine as straight as possible and minimize stress on the lower back. All right, now, how'd you do? We got all five of them there. Yep, that was all five of them. We gave you five either positions or conditions, total of five, and now I've given you five pillow types. All right, now, let's go to that first pillow type that I gave you. See what you matched up there. With this one, you're looking at pillows that may have the indentation in the middle of the pillow, cradling the head while thicker edges fill the hollow between the base of the skull and the top of the back for the purpose of taking pressure off the neck. Would you match that up with? Okay. That's the one for people who experience neck pain or upper back pain. How many of you got that one right? Good job. Okay, here's the next one. I talked about a pillow that can have fills, the part that's inside the covering of the pillow, that vary from natural choices like feathers to synthetics like rayon foam and latex. And you want to find one that is hypoallergenic in order to lessen the odds of any irritation. Now, I'm thinking that a lot of you said, oh, I know which one that is, as soon as you heard me say the word hypoallergenic. What'd you match it up with? There you go. This is the pillow that's for people who suffer from allergies. There you go. Allergies, hypoallergenic. Yes. Good matchup. Good logic. Good reasoning. And it is totally right. Okay, here's the next one. We talked about the pillow that supports your head, neck, ear, and shoulder comfortably. And pointed out that you may also want to consider placing a pillow between the knees or the thighs. For what purpose? To help maintain spinal alignment. Which one did you match that up with? That goes with the side sleeper. By the way, more than likely, most of you listening are side sleepers. The experts say that most people are indeed side sleepers. So this is one that a lot of you are really going to be zeroing in on. If you're a side sleeper, again, it doesn't matter whether you sleep on left side, right side, or you change sides throughout the night. So you end up sleeping on both sides. Look for a pillow that will support your head, neck, ear, and shoulder. And I tell you what surprised me about that one. That the pillow should also be supporting the shoulder. I definitely would have seen head and neck. And of course, the ear, since the ear is attached to the head, I would not have thought about shoulder. But yes, the shoulder should be comfortably supported also if you are a side sleeper. And if you're a side sleeper, you can consider placing the pillow between the knees or the thighs. Okay, next one. I think this one may have been a bit of a giveaway, and I almost, sure enough, gave it away. I'll tell you why I say that in just a minute. But here's the pillow you're looking for. Specialty pillows designed to help with your condition and are designed with treatment in mind. So I imagine quite a few of you were saying, okay, I think I know which one that goes with. And you were probably either going with the hypoallergenic pillow or, yeah, this one. And I can see how you could get these two a little mixed up. I really do. Specialty pillows, though, designed to help with the condition and have treatment in mind. You may also want to consider a bed wedge, which can help raise the torso to an angle in order to lessen obstructive sleep apnea. Now, when I gave this to you, this pillow description to you earlier, I deliberately said to lessen the condition. I didn't want to just completely give it to you. So I just said to help lessen the condition. So you know what this one is for now. This is for people who have obstructive sleep apnea. All right, and here's our last one. And so this is a done deal. There's only one left. So we know that those thin pillows that limit stress on the neck are for people who sleep on their backs. All righty. That said, I will be back in just a few.